Thank you so much, Miller Man. All right, I'm going to tell you a little creepy tale here. Comes to us from P1 Austin. He said, this past weekend, my old lady had the flu. Does anybody really call their wife their old lady?
Not anymore.
But your old man is your dad.
Mm-hmm.
But your old lady is your wife and not your mom.
Hmm.
That's a little weird. Anyway, he says, my old lady had the flu, so I watched our little boy, who is 16 months, and we watched movies all weekend and hung out while mom rested. Well, I got onto Facebook today, and I had this advertisement for shirts that match you with your kid and that had movie lines on it. So it would be movie lines. Yours would say hello. And then your kid's shirt would say, my little friend. So, like, say hello to my little friend, right?
Mm-hmm. It's genius.
So it's like movie lines split in half, half on your shirt, half on your little kid's shirt.
Okay.
All right. He said, the reason it stood out is because I thought I saw myself in the ad pictures. It turns out it wasn't me, but rather a roll of pictures of guys with their kids. But instead of a random bunch of guys, it was men that all had beards, were a little bit huskier, and have a hat on. To the point where the only hat I wear is the only hat color that is on this whole roll of people. So it matched the hat he always wears, looks just like him in these photographs, resembled him so closely that he thought it was him at first when he sees the pictures in these ads that he's being delivered by Facebook. He said, it's scary to imagine that even advertisements are being custom tailored to match not only what you are doing, which he was watching these movies, which these movies, quotes, show up on the shirts, but also what you're wearing.
Wow.
And what you physically look like. He says, I've attached these photos from the weekend to show you how close the resemblance is. I appreciate all you do to your bodies, and thank you for being Gordon Keith for me. That's creepy.
How do they know?
Well,
how do they know what he looks like?
Well, think about it. If you put your pictures on Facebook, most people do,
all right,
then they know what you look like, and therefore they utilize a feature of our brains, which always is attracted to people and visually that look like us, right? That's why you see couples that sometimes resemble each other and so on. And certainly it would catch your attention if you looked at an ad and these people resembled you in this advertisement. It subtly puts you in the advertisement, and you can clearly see yourself wearing this shirt, right? So here are the pictures that, and I wish these were in color. I only have a black and white printer for you because the coloring looks exactly the same on these shirts and hats. It's more striking in the color photographs. And I believe the last one is him and his kid.
Wow,
and
creepy.
The one wearing it backwards, that hat.
Yep.
The advertisement one of the guy wearing it backwards, that is like the exact same hat.
That is so creepy.
So, how bad is that?
Do you remember as far back as 2 or 3 years ago, I told you guys a story of, I joined some social media site, and I can't remember what it was.
Grindr.
No, I think it was one arm of Google, maybe Google Photos or something like that. And when I logged on, created a profile, it said, you may know these people, and it had Gordon Keith, George Dunham, and it had pictures of you that I had never seen before in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And that really weirded me out, that they had seen us in pictures together and gone through all these pictures floating around the internet and said, well, here's a picture of Craig with this guy, and he's been photographed with this guy 100 times. He must know him.
Right.
So they took one little, you know, clip of one of those little pictures and put it up as your profile, Gordon Keith. Says, do you know this man? And then did the same with George.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at all these pictures thinking, I've never seen these pictures of these guys. Where did they get these? So creepy.
So why does this creep us out so much? Like, I know that there's some P1s that this kind of thing just doesn't bother them. They don't mind how invasive, you know, we feel this as invasive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But are there other people who just think, oh, well, that's just the way the world is, and I don't mind Google and Facebook and everything having control of my life, and they serve up convenient people that I know.
Yeah, some people are fine with it. It creeps me out. Like, I've always been okay with the thought of Big Brother in public spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know how in London you've got cameras on every corner and every street, and every inch of London is being observed.
Mm-hmm.
But not in your private spaces. They can't put a camera in your bedroom. So I've always thought, well, Big Brother, if you got a red light camera, fine.
But by definition, Google and Facebook are in our most private lives.
And as I heard somebody point out this week, we have brought Big Brother into our bedroom.
Absolutely.
With our smart TV, with Alexa, with our phone.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it to ourselves. We just by carrying your phone around, it can listen to what you're saying, and then they target ads because of what they're eavesdropping in your bedroom because you've invited that technology in. And that's where it gets creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes it extra creepy, too. That's that guy's time with his kid, too.
Yes.
That all of a sudden is just being exported to an advertiser, and then it comes right back. Hey, you may be interested in these shirts since you watch these movies, and you kind of look like this guy, by the way.
And he's like, well, how did you know which movies I watched?
Oh, just
well, because they can buy and sell information with Netflix and everybody else to create the matrix of your life, and that each company can know everything about you, and they can share it with one another. And pretty soon, it's like we're living in this alternate reality or mm-hmm. something, you know, that our everything served up to us by our tech overlords. But yes, we are the ones who did it because we willingly handed over all this control to big tech because big tech makes our lives so much better.
Is the cat so far out of the bag that the only way to stop it is to go way off the grid and live in a cabin
yes,
somewhere?
And then you got to get made fun of by people online. Because to be suspicious and be in any way cautionary about any of this stuff, what does this always get us? There's always somebody online talking about, get out your tinfoil hat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be cautious about anything, or you got to wear a tinfoil hat. That's my rule.
Move off.
They talk
I'm
like
Twitter
that.
Guy, and that's what I rule for you.
Move off the grid, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Sounds kind of nice.
Sounds pretty good. And with all of this technology, why is it that we are not 20 times happier? It's 20 times easier to live life. So therefore, we should be 20 times happier.
But we're not.
And we're not. And it's showing that we're actually going down in happiness. How can that possibly be when all this is so awesome for us?
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome for our brains. Vaginal rejuvenation. I meant he's gay. I mean he's blind. He's blind. Farrah Abraham, you probably remember the name. She became a porn star after becoming a teen mom. And I can't remember, what was the teen mom thing? She did a reality show, Jer? First, like, how did Farrah Abraham get famous to begin with? She's had, like, triple incarnations.
I have no idea who that person is.
Oh, Farrah Abraham.
Wasn't it, like, 16 and Pregnant on MTV or
yeah.
one of those type shows?
Right. Yeah, the original teen mom and 16 and Pregnant MTV. She gets famous, and then that led her into pornography.
Mm.
Now she's 26. She has a reality show now, and on the show, it showed her undergoing vaginal rejuvenation.
At 26?
What is that supposed to mean? Isn't if you have to be rejuvenated already at 26? Yeah. That
something's gone wrong?
You're putting too many miles on it?
Yep.
I don't think it works that way. Yeah, and in the...
How bad is that? That's how personal reality TV is now. We show that.
You mispronounce awesome. You pronounce it bad. Don't you want to see that?
No.
Hello, Farrah Abraham.
It's surprising when you hear about some of the names of her work
Sean.
In the adult film industry.
Share with us some of those film titles that Farrah Abraham has starred in.
One dealt with a different entry to a home that leads into your back patio.
And what was that called?
It's called Backdoor Teen Mom.
Boy. Could she have more surgery to her face, too?
Mixing three things together.
She's got duck lips. She looks like a fish with big boobs.
Oh, you wouldn't turn that
down.
Once again,
we're not passing judgment on her.
You wouldn't turn that down.
Don't say that and ugh.
No disrespect.
Yeah.
She's got a plastic head and yes.
Please,
and,
this is... Why do you think it's just okay for you to comment on a woman's looks?
Okay.
Hashtag me too. George is like all, and she's like all, and George's
like, she's like,
You ever see a guy with a fake head?
Yeah, Fair Abraham.
She was very happy when the person performing the procedure, the medical technician. By the way, it's only 30 minutes. You can get your vagina rejuvenated in 30 minutes.
Well, you ought to have it done, Gordon.
How awesome is that? I am. I'm going to. The technician told her that there's virtually no downtime and that she could have Grex right away, which she was very happy to hear.
Well, I'm sure.
Right away.
Yes. So what happens? And then she joked that she said that she was 16 down there again.
Hmm. That's uncomfortable.
But I think you're allowed to comment on your own vagina.
It's
what my grandfather always told me.
I found a picture of her having that procedure.
Yeah, look at that, George. Oh, my gosh. Good Lord.
Check that out, George.
I'm going to report you.
Okay, do you want to know the pros?
I don't know. I'm going to find
we don't have HR.
The pros and cons of vaginal rejuvenation. Pros, your vagina and surrounding muscles will return to nearly the
tartness
you had in your youth or before pregnancies. A negative is bladder injury, hemorrhage, and infection may occur.
May.
Yeah.
A positive, is a recontoured trim vagina may boost your self-confidence. Boy, that's what I need then, because I need a boost in self-confidence. So I need to recontour and trim my vagina.
That's got to be like her 53rd surgery.
A con is your partner and you may need some time to adjust to the new sensations resulting from your tightened vaginal walls.
Hmm.
So you think this is the end of society? You think this is, we're entering the end days here, Giorgio? Is this just the writing on the vaginal walls that we're seeing here?
I think more of this happens than you think. I think
lots of
middle-aged women who've cranked out a few kids and one.
No, don't call it cranked out.
That's fine. I'm not saying the whole procedure's wrong.
Minimizing
just don't
multiple
share
births.
It with the world.
Why not?
Because
women should not be ashamed of this.
That's what we are. That big of an attention whores now that we gotta
do not call women attention whores.
This is my badge is getting reworked. Get the three cameras on it.
You can mark that, pull it, and slow it down a little bit, and it'll sound like him.
Why are you discriminating against women who want to have this procedure?
I'm not.
You're trying to shame them.
No, I'm not. If they want to have it, that's fine.
With
just
their
keep
original
it to yourself.
Badge.
Nobody cares.
People do care.
You're spare. You're a teen mom. Yahoo-dee on MTV. Oh, my fame's really... Wait a minute. I can go next level here. Just let's go live with the vag redo.
Mark that. Please.
Don't mark stuff when I'm rolling like this.
It's you know what, George? It's called the American dream. She's just trying to make ends meet, make some money.
Okay.
And this is how she's doing it.
That just got you a 15-yard penalty. No, this is... It's great that women have this as an option.
They
it's
do that,
bad that women may feel pressured to do this.
Yeah, and
that's
it's also
socially,
bad if they feel like they want to put it on live TV. Or,
well, no, I think that's the good part, you know, that she's not ashamed of getting this procedure.
She has no shame.
She's empowered by this procedure.
She looks like a fish with a blonde wig. She has no shame.
On that compliment, we have to move
sounds
along.
Sounds like you were just shaming her just then. I may be mistaken, but...
That is the corner.
Compliment, but.
Why do you hate God's creatures?
Coming up next, Mark Cuban talks about the Mavericks tanking.